أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from iranradio.ir. Well, in this program, what we do is to talk about some of the viewpoints and sentences of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, who was the great founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and then try to shed light and talk about some of the points in these statements. About the subject of purification of the soul, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, "If your studies, may Allah protect us, are not for the sake of God and are for the sake of personal desires, the acquisition of position and the seats of authority, title and prestige, then you will accumulate nothing for yourself but harm and disaster." Well, this viewpoint of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi focuses on the intention and purpose behind acquisition of knowledge. A person aspiring to seek knowledge should, as first step, undergo spiritual purification, instill taqwa or fear of God in his soul, free himself of bad intentions and worldly motives, and regularly assess himself to check whether his knowledge is being acquired for worldly aims. One must also remember that fear of God is the specific characteristic of an alim. And anyone who does not possess the fear of God is outside the ranks of knowledgeable, no matter how much one has memorized or how impressive one is at speech. At each step of pursuing knowledge, you should meditate and think deeply as to what is your primary intention behind seeking knowledge. The knowledge that you acquire should guide you to be more virtuous, perform sincere actions, and make you love and fear God more as you progress. Knowledge that doesn't lead one to perform good actions is not true knowledge. Knowledge that is limited to words and devoid of practical applications to serve creatures of God is the lowest level of knowledge. Observe your behavior as you acquire knowledge. Does it make you more humble and forbearing towards your friends and colleagues? Or does it lead you to become arrogant, proud, and argumentative? Does it make it difficult for you to accept truth and admit your ignorance in gatherings? Or does it make you jealous towards those who possess more knowledge than you? Remember that egoism gets dissolved and obliterated in true knowledge, and the behavioral sign of knowledge is that it is utterly devoid of egoism, vanity, self-love, and arrogance. Finally, what Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi wants us to know is that while pursuing the path of knowledge, we should always trust God and respect our teacher, and never feel shy to acquire knowledge even from a junior. We should revise and think over whatever we have learned. We must always pray to God to help us with His divine mercy and inspire us with good ideas and to protect us from using the knowledge we acquire for worldly and selfish motives. Okay, well, dear listeners, that was the time we had for today's episode of Spring of the Truth. For ending, let me just recite the sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi about purifying the soul. He said, "If your studies, may Allah protect us, are not for the sake of God and are for the sake of personal desires, the acquisition of position and the seats of authority, title and prestige, then you will accumulate nothing for yourself but harm and disaster." Thank you very much for listening to us, and until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Every night and every day, every night.